Page 132. Kerry Max Cook, execution number 600. In 1977, Kerry Max Cook was wrongly arrested for the brutal rape and murder of 21-year-old Linda Jo Edwards. He was sentenced to death and spent 22 years in Texas's notorious death house, enduring the most inhumane conditions imaginable. On April the 16th, 1999, DNA evidence cleared his name. He is one of the longest tenured death row prisoners in U.S. history to be released.
Kerry Max Cook worked in a bar at the time he was arrested for the murder of Linda Jo Edwards. They had met only once at the pool of the apartment complex where they lived in Tyler, Texas. After some flirting, she had invited him over to her apartment. 3 days later, she was raped and stabbed to death. Cook was 20 years old at the time and had a history of running away from home and stealing cars. So when the police found Cook's fingerprints on Linda Jo Edwards's patio door, he was convicted of the crime without any hesitation. After being arrested, Cook was put in a cell at Tyler City Jail. His trial didn't begin until a year after his arrest, but during the entire time, Cook was imprisoned. It was an unfair trial from the start. Although there was no real evidence to convict Cook, the prosecutors made witnesses lie on the stand to make Cook seem like the most sick and twisted man on the planet. The only piece of evidence they had was his fingerprint on Linda's door. The prosecutor made a fingerprint expert claim that he could tell that the fingerprint had been left on the door on the very night Linda had been killed. Since there is no scientific way to age a fingerprint, neither in 1977 nor today, this was just another lie. On June 28, 1978, Cook was found guilty of the rape and murder of Linda Jo Edwards and was sentenced to death. He was given execution number 600, meaning he would be the 600th prisoner to be executed. While waiting for his execution, Cook was put on death row, in a prison where gang violence, rapes, and stabbings were part of everyday life. The only way to gain power on death row was by murdering whoever hurt you. Since all Cook ever wanted was to prove his innocence, this wasn't an option for him. Instead, he had to suffer the assaults. In order to survive, Cook had to cling to his hope that he would one day be freed. However, many people did believe he was innocent and fought for him. On November 11, 1997, he was finally released from prison because the Texas Court of Criminal Appeals judged Cook's conviction to have been based on false evidence. But he had to wait for another trial. Would new evidence be found that would put him back on death row? In 1999, his suffering finally came to an end. A crime lab had compared the DNA from semen found on the murder scene with Cook's own, and there was no match. It did, however, match the DNA of one of the earlier suspects from 1977, James Mayfield, a married man who had had an affair with Linda. Previously, the prosecutors had claimed that Mayfield had an alibi. That was another lie. Kerry Max Cook was 43 years old when he was finally freed. Not only did he manage to survive 22 years of hell, but he has also had the strength to share his story with the world in his book Chasing Justice, and he continues fighting for a just legal system for all. As Cook puts it himself, "I am not here today as proof that our legal system worked, as some would argue. My presence today is the evidence of how it failed, horribly so."